With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Michigan is one of the key up-for-grabs battleground states this election year. It went for Donald Trump in 2016, Joe Biden in 2020, and this year seems to be a toss-up.
We are truly a 50-50 state.
That's political science professor Jenna Bednar at the University of Michigan.
And it's 50-50 in terms of Democrats and Republicans, but then even within those two parties, they're totally fragmented.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump continues urging his supporters to fight, fight, fight.
As the campaign winds down, Trump has been winding up his rhetoric toward those he views as a threat.
They've done very bad things to this country. They are indeed the enemy from within, but this is who we're fighting.
That was the former president at his Madison Square Garden rally. In recent days, Trump has described some members of Congress, including former Speaker Nancy Pelosi, as the enemy within, and said they are worse than America's foreign adversaries. Greg Clugston, New York.
Bernie Bennett reports that with suspicions high, there could be election irregularities. Some observers think the final results of next week's voting could come down to the lawyers.
Democrats are bracing for former President Donald Trump's campaign and allies to initiate legal battles over the 2024 election results if he loses, actions Republicans took following the 2020 election. More than 400 lawyers have been hired to draft legal memos in preparation for possible litigation, according to the Wall Street Journal, with thousands of pages already filed. About 10,000 lawyers are also at the ready in crucial swing states with more specific knowledge of each state's rules. So far, Republicans have been involved in 130 lawsuits in 26 states centered on election integrity issues to ensure that voter rolls are accurate. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Things are booming on Wall Street right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 269 points. This is SRN News. Filmmaker Tim Mahoney's upcoming movie, Patterns of Evidence, The Israel Dilemma, taps into biblical history in two ways, with archaeological artifacts that verify the truth of Scripture, as well as archival video from in-person interviews he conducted with many top leaders throughout Israel over a dozen years ago.
We talked about the nation of Israel, how it came to be. We talked about the covenant. We talked about all these things. And for the last 17 years, those interviews were sitting in a vault, waiting for the time to happen. And sadly, last year, when Israel was attacked in October, I said, I need to make a film. So I looked at it and I thought, no, what we have here is the Israel dilemma. Does God have a relationship with the Jewish people and the nation of Israel?
Mahoney's newest film will be in American theaters 3 nights only during the month of November. More information is available at the website patternsofevidence.com. This is SRN News. Boeing looking to raise $19 billion in a new stock offering.
The company says it plans to use the proceeds for general corporate purposes, which may include paying down debt. Last week, Boeing factory workers voted to reject the company's latest contract offer and continue their 6-week strike. It's halted production of some of Boeing's best-selling jetliners. Rich Thomason reporting.
Meanwhile, Jeremy House reports Volkswagen plans to close at least 3 plants in Germany.
Employee Council Chief Daniela Cavallo said at a meeting with the Volkswagen workers that management also plans cuts at other sites. Volkswagen said in early September the auto industry headwinds mean it can't rule out plant closures in its home country. The company added it must drop a job protection pledge in force since 1994 that would have barred layoffs through 2029.
That is Jeremy House reporting. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.